Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie of Mobius Connect. And today I'm sitting down with the CEO of Arms Reliability, Jason Apps. As a pioneer for asset strategy management, Jason has paved the way for Arms Reliability's impressive growth path over the past few years. In his role as CEO, Jason recognized that a purpose-driven company enables a strong, sustainable, scalable organizational culture. He has been instrumental in developing the company values and mission statement and infusing purpose into all that his team does. Jason oversees all of Arms Reliability's global operations focused on helping clients to be safer and more successful by making reliability a reality. Today, I'm excited to catch up with Jason and talk a little bit more about asset strategy management. All right. Hello, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you, Paige. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. So today we're talking about managing risk in times of uncertainty. And to get us started, I wanted to ask you why you picked this topic for today's conversation. And before we dive into some deeper questions here, just why this topic's important to you.
Well, particularly important at the moment, I think, Paige, just because of the environment we find ourselves in, a lot of change. Businesses are going through significant changes to their resourcing, perhaps to their market conditions, to the product they're producing. So depending on that change, and it could be an uplift in production if they're producing, say medical equipment. It could be a reduction in capacity if they're in the oil and gas industry, perhaps where there's less demand. So there's a whole lot of change. And then certainly with, COVID-related travel restrictions. I know a lot of mining companies have constraints on moving people in and out of their mine sites to support asset maintenance. So there's a number of changes going on. And I think in an environment like this, the management of risk is really important because it's easy to create risk without even being aware of it through a number of those changes. We make the changes to support the operations, but we don't necessarily think through in detail how that might impact asset performance. And we know that, catastrophic equipment failure can be, it can be fatal, quite frankly, let alone the devastation it can create to a business from a financial perspective and lost business perspective. It's also a significant safety risk as well.
Sure. So then that being said, Jason, what does agility mean for reliability and maintenance? So breaking free of traditional transactional approaches to asset management and really making it more of a seamless flow.
Yeah, I think so to me, this is the key. In terms of management of that risk, it's about an organization's ability to flex with the changing environment, but doing that in a proactive way ahead of any risk that's created. So I think typically the way asset management works, and in particular as it relates to asset reliability and failures, we do a lot of work sort of post failure. So we'll have the failure and we'll conduct some root cause analysis, and the intent of that is to prevent reoccurrence of that problem. Of course, the problem's already occurred. So really what we want to do is transform to a much more agile environment where, in particular, the reliability strategies we have in place, which are, all about asset care and preventing failure in a proactive manner, we want to put a process in place that supports that those changes occurring before we see or experience the failures from happening. So that's the intent, and really we see that as people needing to just change their mindset a little around how they approach the reliability function in their organization. We talk a lot about the fact that most organizations still have this sort of project-based approach to equipment reliability. We do the root cause analysis on an ongoing basis, but that's a problem because it's all about failures that have occurred. The reliability strategy development or review or update part of the reliability function is traditionally done as a project. Organizations will have problematic assets, that perhaps aren't performing or they're costing too much to maintain, and they'll conduct a project. Usually they'll engage with external consultants. those consultants might come in, and of course we're in that business as well. We might support an organisation in reviewing the reliability strategy on some key assets to optimise it. That project has a start and an end date. The end date is the reliability strategy has been defined, and it then gets put into their enterprise asset management system or CMMS system for them to go execute. The problem is that project then is viewed as complete, and we put that information into our system. We go about executing that work, and we kind of forget about it. We don't keep it up to date in any way. And experience has taught us that things change all the time. Operational context changes. Assets age and fail in different ways, or the degradation rates change. So lots of things change, but we leave this reliability strategy the same, and then we experience failures and we go perform RCA. So it's a very reactive sort of project-based approach to reliability strategy. And so what we're encouraging organisations to do is think about how you might turn that from a project-based mindset into a process-based mindset. You know, how do we implement a framework, a process and capability and probably technology that actually supports the constant alignment of reliability strategies and asset care to the operational context of the day? When you think about that and how that might then operate with inside an organisation, it's easy to understand that with the right foundation, if there are any changes to operational context, if all of a sudden we've gone from, you know, an 8-hour a day operation to a 24/7 operation because we're producing medical supplies, we know that asset duty has increased significantly. We know that means degradation rates are going to change. If we've got a foundation that allows us to just flex the reliability strategy and the asset care plans to cater for that, in a really powerful environment to, you know, manage any risk that may have occurred, get ahead of that risk, prevent the failures from occurring. So it's all about transitioning from this project-based mindset to an ongoing business-as-usual process mindset for reliability strategies, so that it's always flexing, it's agile, and is meeting the operational needs of the day.
Sure. So that being said, Jason, let's say someone jumped into an elevator with you and you had, you know, just a short period of time with them, or maybe you ran into someone and they asked you, you know, how can asset strategy management and technology be used to drive strategic decisions? So getting down to, you know, more specifics, you know, how can someone do that? So what would you say to that person?
It's a really good question. I would probably start by just identifying the problems we have in the current environment. I think it's a useful way to help people understand how they transition from it. Right now, it seems to me to be staggering that organisations can't leverage their, what I would call their asset intelligence, across their whole asset base. They have lots of similar assets and they just can't leverage good strategy across all those assets of the same type. And so if you think about that, the opposite is, if you implement a process and a foundation and a framework, the ability to leverage good strategy across all of your assets at any point in time and then be able to flex to the operating context of the day, it just drives performance and competitive advantage, I would say. An organization that actually implements this and gets ahead of their competitors will see significant performance uplift just through digitizing intelligence and leveraging right across the asset base.
All right, beauty. So then that being said, Jason, you mentioned, I mean, we're in incredibly uncertain times right now. So what would you say reliability leaders can do to be agile in times like we're in right now of true uncertainty?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I would say that, you know, there's some immediate things that leaders can do to perhaps manage the risk in the current environment. I think it's essential Beyond the framework we've just been talking about, from an ongoing perspective and the implementation of that framework, which really, you know, is about improving the reliability function in an organization and allowing that reliability function to really deliver significant return to an organization by improving their asset performance. Right now, for most organizations, I think the first step would be just to ensure that there's no unrecognized risk that they've placed into their operations through adapting to the current environment they may find themselves in. So really simple sort of short exercise to assess the asset risk that may have been created through changes. So I would, if I was a leader and I was in an organization, I would think, well, what are the changes we've made? We've perhaps, and it could be simple things, we've extended our shift pattern from 1 week on, 1 week off to 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off. So I know that sounds kind of perhaps insignificant, but it does mean that we've got different resources on the ground at different times, which may compromise some of the asset maintenance depending on who those resources are and their experience levels and their areas of expertise. So it might be a really simple change just to think through, has that had any impact on our asset care and our asset reliability strategies? Yes or no, and if it has, then you can kind of understand and quantify the risk that you've created and whether it needs to be addressed or not. You know, have we increased asset duty, or have we reduced asset duty, and has that created any additional risk? You know, we've perhaps obvious ones where we've increased the duty and assets are going to degrade quicker. Well, we should assess what risk we may have created through that and whether we need to address asset care plans to manage any risk we've created. Same token, if we've turned capacity down, we may have put some assets into standby or care and maintenance, and obviously those assets now require different care plans so that they actually function when we start them up again and we don't create risk. So I think there's a really simple exercise to just run through the changes, any changes an organization's made of significance because of the environment we're in, assess whether that could have or has had an impact on the risk of equipment failure, and then we can address that. And once those sort of, once that assessment's been done for the major changes that you've made, then for me it's about embarking on a program to develop the ability for the organization to be agile all the time, and that's about more implementation of process and framework and capability and technology. I think one of the cautions I would have for people is that there is a capability of our people from a reliability perspective and awareness of the organization generally about asset reliability is really important, and it's a significant aspect of going on a journey of being agile from an asset management perspective. But the caution is that it's not the sole focus that people need to have. You know, you can build a lot of capability in an organization. If it's lacking in process and framework and purpose, that capability tends not to get used. So a really important aspect is to make sure we build capability, and then we support that capability with process and technology.
All right, excellent. Well, Jason, is there anything else that you'd like to add? I know I'd love to, if you could maybe share with folks where they can reach out to you or your team and find more information.
Yeah, sure. But perhaps just before I give the website address, which is the best place to contact us, the final point I'd perhaps just make is that there are absolutely ways in which to implement really good reliability techniques into a process. That techniques that have been, as we talked about, used in terms of projects. So concepts like reliability centered maintenance and failure mode effect criticality analysis and all the sort of underlying good reliability principles and techniques, that's exactly what we're talking about in terms of moving to a process. People are kind of stuck in that you apply, say, RCM on a whole asset or system or, you know, a whole plan to get the value. And whilst that might be part of setting up the foundation, what we're really about is encouraging and setting up a framework so reliability people can utilize really good concepts like RCM on an ongoing basis, on sort of single failure mode level, single decision making, only where it adds value to the organization because some risk has been identified. So it's a really important point, I think, to make to round out what we've been talking about. And happy to have conversations with anyone about this concept. ARMS as an organization believes that this is absolutely the direction for organizations to gain control of their assets through control and governance of their asset reliability strategies and the application of those sound techniques in a process built around supporting reliability, the reliability function in an organization. So I'd love to engage further with anyone that wants to do that. You can certainly find lots more information on our website, www.armsreliability.com. And of course, our LinkedIn page, and certainly follow that. And there's tons of good content, and yeah, get involved in the conversation. We love to progress and move the reliability function forward.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, Jason, so much. And if any of our listeners have any questions for Jason about today's conversation, feel free to comment in the comment section below. We'll make sure to pass your comments along to Jason and he can respond to you. But thank you, Jason, again, so much for your time and another awesome conversation today.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Paige. I've enjoyed it.